Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Backheeled Show. My name is Joe Lowry, and on today's episode, we are diving into the Columbus Crew's big win at home over CF Monterrey in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. We'll chat about the first leg of that semifinal, and we'll look ahead to the weekend to pick out one game to watch in MLS, the NWSL, and USL, and we'll do it all in less than 10 minutes. Because here at Backheeled, we believe that just because soccer games are 90 minutes long doesn't mean that soccer podcasts have to be. So, without any further ado, let's get to it and talk soccer. All right, folks, let's start out with the Columbus Crew topping CF Monterrey 2-1 at lower.com field in the first leg of the CONCACAF Champions Cup semifinals. Monterrey picking up that goal on the road is big, but getting the win and having a one-goal edge heading into the away leg in Mexico is even bigger for the Columbus Crew. Still a lot of work to do in this competition, still a lot of work to do in this tie, but a good start for Columbus on Wednesday evening in front of their home fans. The Crew were fun, man, and they were good against Monterrey, controlling the ball, playing Wilfred Nance's way, using possession to break into the attacking half, to draw Monterrey forward, to find space in behind. Cucho Hernandez was incredibly sharp as the number nine, drifting towards the left wing in transition. Had a few moments that looked a lot like the ones he put on display at Tigres in the quarterfinals in that game that Columbus used to propel them into the semis. Cucho gets the first goal for Columbus. It's a nice strike with his right foot after good combination play from Jason Russell-Rowe, who really does look like the best option to be in that front three, along with Diego Rossi and Cucho Hernandez. Monterrey, though, obviously don't go away. They continue to have chances. They continue to push forward. They eventually get a goal of their own in the 58th minute that ties this thing 1-1. And at this point, things are getting a little bleak. A 1-1 scoreline is not the most comfortable of positions, although it's one they rocked with in the quarters against Tigres. But they continue to push. They continue to push. They continue to control the ball. Eventually, the Crew get their game winner, the go-ahead goal in the 72nd minute, off of a corner kick, not an area that the Crew tend to dominate. But it's a huge moment for them to give themselves that 1-0 edge. The Crew, in my mind, are the best team in Major League Soccer, even as their MLS results have dipped a bit with their focus on the CONCACAF Champions Cup. They've given themselves a legit chance to go down to Mexico, to topple Monterrey, and to book themselves a spot in the CONCACAF Champions Cup final against either Club America or Pachuca, who are 1-1 on aggregate after the first leg of their tie in the semis on the other side of the bracket. It's so hard not to love this Columbus Crew team. It's hard not to love what Wilfred Nance and the players are doing. Nance, man, Cucho Hernandez continues to produce. They continue to find a way forward after he suspended Cucho Hernandez for his outburst in the Charlotte FC match earlier on this season in Major League Soccer. Cucho's back in this team. He seems like he's playing at a higher level than maybe we've ever seen him play in Major League Soccer. The Crew have a legit chance to go out there and make history for their club in the second leg and beyond in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. We'll chat more about the Champions Cup here on the Backheeled Show as the tournament continues. For now, though, let's look ahead to the weekend across American soccer and pick out one must-watch game starting in MLS. I'm very, very tempted to pick the Columbus Crew taking on CF Montreal. Nancy versus Laurent Courtois, MLS versus MLS Next Pro managers in the Columbus Crew system last year. I won't pick that matchup just because we've already spent so much time talking about the Crew on today's show. Instead, I'm going to pick a matchup between the second place team in both conferences. It is the New York Red Bulls hosting the Vancouver Whitecaps. The Red Bulls are second in the East. The Caps are second in the West. Both teams that I think are going to be hovering around those spots as the season continues. The Red Bulls are fun. They've changed their style. You can read about that on the site right now from Armand Cafai, digging into how they're starting to defend a little bit deeper. Ben Wright talked about that in our big Monday column as well earlier this week. Vancouver, I've written about them a bunch this season in that Monday column over in the West. They play this really fun, risky 3-4-3 block. They don't really flatten out the wingbacks very often. That creates space in behind. Will we see Emil Forsberg try to target those spaces outside the center backs for Vancouver? Do the Red Bulls try to control the ball, and do they have the quality to consistently break teams down as the year goes on? The Caps don't like to press, so we'll see them in that 3-4-3 block. There are tons of angles to this game. Saturday, 4:30 p.m. my time, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time over on the other side of the country. The Red Bulls hosting Vancouver. Lots of talent on the field. A homecoming for Brian White up top for the Vancouver Whitecaps. This is going to be a fun one on Saturday evening. Now, looking forward to the USL Championship, before we get to the game that I'm going to be tuning into this week, outside, of course, of Phoenix Rising traveling to play Rhode Island FC, you know I'm going to be watching that game tomorrow. That's happening on Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Before we get to the game that I'm watching on the rest of the slate this weekend, I need to plug John Morrissey's incredible USL Top 50 story. It dropped on the site this morning. It was a Herculean effort from John, ranking the USL Championship's best players. More than 550 players have appeared in a matchday squad this season in the championship. John ranks the best 50. You will not find this sort of comprehensive USL Championship analysis anywhere. Read it, tell a friend about it. It is a great piece from John. Go check that out on the site. Now, the game that I'm watching in the USL Championship this weekend is between the Tampa Bay Rowdies, who sit fourth in the Eastern Conference, and New Mexico United, who sit third over in the West. Tampa Bay hosting New Mexico United. So much quality on the field in this game. Manu Arteaga, Cal Jennings up top for Tampa Bay Rowdies, Forrest Lasso in the back line. Other players who make an appearance on John's list that I won't go any further about on this episode, but Tampa Bay have quality and certainly have the ability to push even higher up the East, although it is a very top-heavy Eastern Conference table. New Mexico United over in the Western Conference have maybe my favorite USL Championship player to watch in Marco Micheletto. Deep-lying playmaker, was also in the Columbus Crew MLS Next Pro system. That gives you an idea of how he wants to play. Likes to get on the ball, likes to drop deep and manipulate the game. So good in possession, so incredibly influential when New Mexico United have the ball. Micheletto is worth the watch all on his own, but this New Mexico United team having a lot of success in the Western Conference to start this year. Go check out that game again Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 4:30 out here for me in the desert. Finally, let's take a look at the NWSL. It's hard not to pick any Kansas City current game right now because they have scored so many goals. They're averaging 3.4 goals per game. JJ Post has some incredible nuggets about the Kansas City current dropping on backheel.com later on today as I'm recording on Thursday, April 25th. But I will not be picking the current's game against Angel City. And although we are staying in California, I want to talk about San Diego hosting Bay FC. The Wave will take on Bay FC at 10 p.m. Eastern time on Saturday. Big roster moves, some positive, some less so. A positive one for the San Diego Wave, they traded for Maria Sanchez. Maria Sanchez, Houston Dash player, now former Houston Dash player, demanded a trade. She wanted out of Houston after signing a big contract over the offseason. San Diego fork over the assets, and now Maria Sanchez is a San Diego Wave player. This Wave side has struggled in the attack this season. They have not been particularly dynamic despite having a lot of quality. They lost Alex Morgan to an ankle injury last weekend. I want to see what this Wave attack looks like with Maria Sanchez presumably involved in one way or another, along with Savannah McCaskill, who came over from Angel City over the offseason, and Jaden Shaw, who is just my favorite women's soccer player on the planet right now. Bay FC, their roster move was losing Alex Loera, their first ever player signed from the current over the offseason. She was the pivot for them at the base of midfield. She has torn her ACL and will miss the rest of this season. It's a brutal blow for a Bay FC team that is just still looking for some sort of continuity and connectivity in their play. They're all the way down in eighth place in the standings, which is not bad for an expansion team. They're still in the playoff field at the moment, but averaging just over 1 point per game for a team that has ambitions to be so much higher in the table. How Bay look without Alex Loera, we've gotten glimpses of that already this season. But it's a different team without her in the lineup. Rachel Kunadanji and Asit Ashwala will have to step up along with Denia Castellanos in midfield. There's talent in this Bay team. We're still waiting to see that talent gel, and I'm afraid now without Loera, we might be waiting a little bit longer. All right, folks, that is it for this episode of The Backheeled Show. If you enjoyed, go check out backheeled.com. Tons of coverage up on the site this week. We've got to look at Sergiño Dest and his injury. We've got to look at the top 50 players in the USL, as I mentioned. A dive into Ashley Hatch and her role with the Washington Spirit. A look at every single team in the NWSL dropping later today. The same with every team in the USL and Major League Soccer. So much good stuff over on the site, along with Armand Kafai's data story that I mentioned earlier on in this episode. Go check it all out. Go subscribe. We'll be back again next week.